Spokane is lucky to have this person choose home. I'll tell you that right now. Today we have Rose Noble, CEO of Visit Spokane, and this is going to be a great conversation. Rose, welcome.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so you reopened the visitor center?
Yeah, the visitor center is open and it's rocking. We welcomed 25,000 visitors through our doors in 2023.
That's a lot of people. Okay, yeah. Where is it?
Okay, the visitor center is located in Riverfront Park, right next to the fountain and that yellow Riverfront Park sign.
Okay,
can't miss it.
I totally know what you're saying now.
And you go in there if you are interested in learning about anything to do downtown, anything to do in Spokane, and you might not have an idea of, you know, if you're brand new or even if you're a seasoned resident and you just want to try something new. We have a great team of visitor center reps, including we're rehiring, shout out to Chuck Carter, who is going to be
one of our
part-time. I know he's going to listen to this, but we have an amazing team and a great visitor experience director who's managing all the information coming out of that space. And it's a really unique and amazing partnership with Riverfront Park. So
So centrally located. And
right.
Accessible.
Yeah. And actually, even new this year in 2024, we're activating the patio space in front of that. So we're going to have some fun events, including the week of Travel and Tourism Week, which is that May 20th. We're doing an industry event for anybody that works in hotels and restaurants to come out, learn about tourism in Spokane, enter to win some prizes for free.
All right.
And then we're going to do a couple beer gardens this year, too, in that space. So it'll be cool.
Okay. So like if I have family coming in from out of town, like Riverfront Park. Park's usually on that circuit, but I need to walk through those doors.
Yes, it's a small space, but we have a lot of great things that we can provide you when you come in. And we're happy to greet you and give your parents or brother or anybody some information.
I love it. Thanks, Rose.
Yeah.
Well, what's happening in the world of Visit Spokane these days?
So much. So I'm fairly new to the organization, came last May. The team is
welcome.
Amazing. Yeah, thank you. It's been great. The community is amazing. We have a new VP of marketing. We have hired quite a few new sales reps. And we just launched a new brand, amongst many other things that we're dealing with. So a lot is happening, including kind of a revamp of our partnership program as well. So
cool. Excited. What does that look like for partnerships?
Yeah, so I guess traditionally those that know Visit Spokane have always thought of us as like a convention and visitors bureau.
Sure.
Meaning we
that's kind of how I thought about it.
Right. And that's kind of like a dated type of model. And the industry, we actually are a destination management organization, but destination management organizations have had kind of an identity crisis for the last 20, 30 years. So we're doing a lot of educating and training on exactly what Visit Spokane is and what does destination management mean. So our partnership and engagement department is really all about being out in the community and connecting with organizations and businesses that work with us or don't work with us and explaining kind of like how we can work with them, align with them, the support that we offer both in marketing and promotions as well as connections, and then being able to align with what their priorities are. So it's all about just making sure people understand that Visit Spokane is here and we have the funds to help elevate the community, the tourism industry. And even if you're not a tourism partner and you're just a organization, a charity or essential organization, there's ways to work with us. There's ways to work together. So that's been great.
Well, there's a ton of people, you know, our listeners are a lot of leaders in, you know, the CEOs of nonprofits in Spokane, in the business community. It's really kind of checking out. And I'm like, I know the answer to this, I think, but I'm going to say it anyway. Like, why should we care what Visit Spokane's doing?
You should 100% care from the business community, the tourism industry in 2022, which we'll have our 23 numbers, but it accumulated $1.4 billion in visitor spending. So
that's with a B, everybody.
That's with a B.
Wow.
So I always like to say tourism is economic development. Yeah. And for anyone that doesn't think that, they just are either uneducated or avoiding what, you know, the knowledge that they already have. So that's another thing that our engagement, you know, efforts are trying to do is to make sure people understand when a visitor comes here and they're spending money. So when we recruit a convention, not only are they staying in hotels, which is traditionally what people think, we only deal with hotels, they're eating food, they're shopping, they're filling their gas tanks if they drove here. We're hopefully
experiencing, you know, the beauty of this town.
They're checking out festivals, you know, and hopefully they're going to become a repeat visitor because we have such an amazing destination with so many amenities. So all of those are putting dollars into multiple pockets. So we want to, that's why it's important. If we didn't have visitors coming in spending that money, there would be a lot of attractions and amenities that just don't exist.
For sure. 100%. Yeah, you can't. Like $1.1 billion, of course. A lot of people.
1.4 billion.
1.4. That's a big difference.
And we will get our 23 numbers.
Yeah, just 300 million there. Just, no big deal, McBride. Yeah.
We're not scraping that off the top. We'll get our 2023 numbers in early May. So we're going to be announcing those soon. So we'll for sure send you those. So if there's any like follow-up stuff we can do.
Awesome.
We're hoping to see an increase. We think we will. Significantly important and a lot of dollars.
Something I didn't realize until I think I saw a job posting on Indeed, but right before you came on board, you have people across the country that are helping bring people here.
Yeah, so
tell us more about that.
Yeah. So because we have a convention center and we recruit meetings and groups as a part of one of the things that we do at Visit Spokane, we have national sales reps and they work remotely and they have different focuses in the nation that they work on. So we have someone that is remote in Portland and she's helping selling, you know, West Coast and regionally. We also have someone located in Reno, Nevada, who helps take care of our kind of a Midwest sector. They're each also assigned to like different associations as well. And we have,
so everyone has their specialty.
Yeah. And we share the love too, and we also have a woman who does great work for us who lives in the DC area, and DC has so many associations that we want to
Like all the trade associations. Yeah. It's all there. Right?
Yeah. And we are looking to fill a position. We're interviewing now for Southeast as well. So, you know, the beauty, COVID just disrupted everything. I hate to even bring it up, but you have to when you talk about meetings and groups. It disrupted everything. But one of the things that came out of it that's like a silver lining is that people are working from anywhere. So not only is that an advantage to us that we can have employees remote, but we can work with meeting planners that maybe they represent an association in Washington, D.C., but they don't live there. So
People used to have to like come to the city, right?
Yeah.
Show them around.
Yes.
Not necessary anymore.
Not necessary. So we,
cool.
Yeah. We have a lot of national efforts. And in addition to our sales team, our remote sales team, in terms of our national efforts on marketing and promotion wise, we have an excellent PR manager, Kate Hudson, who's like kind of a local celebrity.
No doubt.
I love her. She should be doing this actually right now. She works really hard to get a Spokane in the community and the region mentioned in all of these publications that you see, whether it's an accolade or a travel writer or a travel and leisure piece. So
we all do really good at that.
Yeah. I feel like we kind of kick ass at that. Yeah. Yes. And one of our goals for 2024 is just to increase our national media coverage, which we're on par to exceed what we had set for us. So it's good stuff. I don't think
this is hard work.
It is.
Yeah. So what differentiates us, you know, as a community to like bring in some of this national action? Because obviously what you're doing is working, because this town is busy a lot.
good. We just want everyone to understand that we're working. What it takes to land a large group or to land coverage, really, you know, Spokane is in the Inland Northwest. So we do have an airport, which is amazing. They're a great partner of ours and they have a lot of direct flights, but not necessarily some to the East Coast and everything. Right. So it really takes us getting someone here on site is usually like it seals the deal. Like as soon as they land and as soon as they see everything that we have to offer in person, they understand what we've been telling them all along. We're like, we've been telling you this. There's amazing amenities.
Yeah, we're not lying. Come.
Yeah. And in Spokane, the access to these amenities, it's great. So you can be downtown at a convention and have restaurants in the park and festivals, attractions, but you know, a short drive out of the city and you're in like some of the most gorgeous, beautiful vistas that nature can provide. So it's really a unique template. And in my work in this role, I've been in the industry for, I don't know, 10, 12 years now. I can't remember.
Casey, you've worked all over.
Yeah. And I go to conferences all over. And I'm not just saying that because I'm here, but one of the reasons that I chose to relocate my family here is everything that we have and the potential for even more growth in a sustainable way and for my family to be able to enjoy all these amenities. Like I wouldn't have relocated to an area that didn't have as much as we do. So it's pretty unique. It really is. And to have the footprint specifically downtown for conventions where you can walk to everything is also very rare.
That's like, true. I've been thinking about some of the conventions I've gone to over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sometimes downtown is not necessarily mm-hmm. where everything is.
Yeah, sometimes they're like in industrial zones uh-huh. or and
it's usually just a little on the outskirts.
Yeah, and no shade to my other colleagues in other destinations. Like, they're all doing great work. But obviously I think Spokane's the best.
Where did you come from?
I came from Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in Northwest Illinois along the Mississippi River.
Nice. So, the muddy Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah. It was I had a nice time there, but it was, you know, just kind of the right time for me to change things up, and Spokane has been a great choice. I've been happy with it.
That's yeah. awesome. So, yeah. So did it work that way with you too? You landed here and you're just like, where am I?
I was, when the position kind of came across the table, I was looking at it at the mindset of like strategically. My husband and I had kind of like a, you know, unnecessarily long wish list. Like
if you don't write yes, it won't happen.
Right. But we were like checking off all these things. We're like, man, there's so much here that fits kind of what we've been looking for. So I was very, very interested. And then when I landed, it was like, yeah, absolutely. I walked across, you know, Monroe Bridge and the waterfalls just like raging as I came in the springtime. And I was like, yeah, this is a great place. And the team and the board have also been so amazing to work with and so welcoming, which, you know, as you know, you're only as good as your team, right?
True.
So we have a great group of passionate people that love the area and love talking about Spokane and selling Spokane, including our national, you know, sales reps. They just love this community so much.
And that just has to translate, right?
It does.
When you're sitting across from somebody, they get it.
Yeah, it does. So just, being able to come and put a few little processes and things in place that maybe we were off track a little bit before we didn't have, has been really gratifying for me. And the team's been exceptional and has adapted to some small changes. And it's just been a really positive endeavor. And you can't say that about everyone can't say that about their jobs.
That's so true.
It's been a good career move, I think, for sure.
Well, we're happy to have you. It's
yeah,
good. So, okay, well, love the excitement. You're bringing all the energy. What are some of the other numbers? $1.4 billion is a big number.
Yeah.
What are the other things that we're looking at and you're tracking?
I brought some trusty sheets of paper because I don't have these memorized. But
if you did, that'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy. So just really quickly on meetings alone. So when we talk about meetings, the difference between like meeting business or convention group business compared to like other segments such as like leisure or sports, meetings, we have like hard contracts that we know for sure these people came and stayed in a hotel and had this amount of money attached to that hotel room.
Right, like the Dentist Association.
Yes,
shows up.
Yes. And so it's not quite as glamorous to talk about because, you know, you'd rather talk about like a festival maybe with bands. But the truth is conventions bring in a lot of dollars. And business mm-hmm. travel is also a different spend, right? Especially
yeah,
if
we have our expense accounts are pretty nice.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So just for 2024 so far, we have 67,000 lead nights that we have on the books. We're trying to convert those. But we've actually already secured just under 13,000 room nights
wow.
that we landed. So that doesn't mean necessarily that those will be in this year, but we've signed contracts in this year. We have a goal to sign 83,000. We're going to work hard to get to that goal.
That's so incredible.
Yeah,
those are
for
big,
sure.
big numbers.
That yeah. And in comparison to just last year alone, we are already at, let me just look here really quick. Comparison to 2023, we are at 84% already of last year. So
and we just got through the first quarter.
Yeah. So we're
congrats. Good job, team.
Good job to our VP of sales, Ruth Fitzgerald, who I cannot not mention because she's amazing. So we're obviously tracking against pre-COVID too. You kind of have to.
Sure.
The meeting world.
It happened.
Yeah, it changed so much. Group sizes were larger. We're seeing an average group size this year that we're booking at just over 1,000. And in 2019, that group size was, around 1,600. So size is smaller.
Difference.
That remote point that I mentioned earlier, you're also having people kind of remote into some meetings, which, you know,
it's kind of lame.
Yeah, yeah.
I try to avoid those ones.
I know. Yeah. I don't know.
The energy of just being in a room.
Yeah.
In those big groups.
Yeah. So far for 2024 in the quarter, we have we've booked 17 groups, and the economic impact for just those with the attached to the meeting and the hotels, not any of the visitor spending beyond that, which we know they'll do, like they're going to go eat food and
yes.
do other things. You know, we're at 5.6 million alone for just those 17. So
wow,
yeah, and that's again, that's trackable actual dollars that we can confirm. on top of that, on top of meetings and conventions, which is a super important part of what we do, we have all of our efforts to promote festivals and events. We have all of our efforts to promote restaurants. You know, we're ramping.
Okay, so how does that work? So yeah. When a group comes in, you're already trying to dial them into what's here.
Yeah, so we do a lot of, like, we ask a lot of questions up front, like, what are you interested in? We do a lot of demographic studies. Depending on if they want to leave downtown or not, which we always try to encourage, like, you know, going out of the downtown footprint just to experience our neighborhoods, which we're doing more, talking about our neighborhoods cool. In the coming years and this year. We really find out...
It helps that we have some neighborhood identities right now, too.
Yes.
Like, we're really working on that.
Yes, and I love that the City Line goes straight to Browns mm-hmm. and can go all the way to Gonzaga. So we kind of survey what they're looking for, and then we can create itineraries basically on what they like, what they're interested in. So if a group is coming, like a group of STEM scientists, which we do work a lot with, and they want steakhouses or something, we can direct them specifically to ones. We can make suggestions. Oftentimes we'll do offsite selling too of certain areas that have large group space for them to entertain. So it's really kind of nailed down to what they're looking for. For those that we don't know, we have our kind of general broad messaging and placements and a few templates that we use to kind of encourage them to go to specific areas and eat at specific places.
So your team's just in relationship with a whole lot of people then, too.
Yeah.
It's like, just got to be in the know who wants to be a part of this.
Yeah. And once we...
So just connecting.
It's all about connecting and communication. And once we land a group, you know, our convention services team, like, hits the ground running on finding exactly out, like, how can we help you sell this, your ticket, you know, your event, your conference, so that the attendees come. And then what do you want? And they put together all of this great promotional materials to help not only recruit people to come for their convention, but then once they're here, what they're doing. And shout out to Bethany Letcher.
What's up, Bethany?
She's our director of convention services. Basically, I need to shout out, like, everybody on the team. So it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And
how did you get into this business? Because it sounds fun.
Well, so the tourism world, we were joking earlier that, like, when you enter a room, there's always somebody that's worked in hospitality, yeah. including yourself.
Guilty.
Yes.
How about you?
Yeah. It's such a welcoming environment that I just, like, naturally gravitated towards it. But my previous destination I was at that I led the same efforts for in the CEO role was a leisure resort destination. It was the city, second most visited in the city, the state of Illinois. And we were basically...
Everyone, what is that city?
It's Galena, Illinois.
All right.
Shout out to my crew in Galena. And they were basically a destination for a lot of Chicago travel.
Okay.
So I wasn't in this role. I wasn't in tourism at all. I was working for a jewelry company, making jewelry and doing education around how to make jewelry and stuff like that. And that was great until it was not great. And I saw a job posting for a PR and marketing executive at the Tourism Bureau. And I was like, that sounds interesting. And I applied.
Really?
And I got it. And then I was like,
it was all over.
It was like, I won the golden ticket. Like, this is the best industry to work for. And especially destination management organization. It's so cool and gratifying to be a part of a organization that helps enhance and elevate the community through visitor spending. So I just love it. And that's why I sound so geeky and excited about it.
Yeah,
you're
like in the perfect position.
Yeah.
You still making jewelry?
You know, I have a lot of this stuff still. sometimes I'll get in like a little like mood, like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm going to make some jewelry. But for the most part, it's kind of in bins in my garage.
Nice. So. It's there for when you have time.
Yes.
Someday.
Someday. Yeah. Someday when I have a little art hut. Yes, yeah. For sure.
Well, I love the shiny, so I had to ask.
Okay. Yeah. I'll make you something. I'll make you like a podcast necklace.
Oh my gosh. Wear. It sounds so amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Rose, that's just so cool. That, like, your story of kind of getting connected and. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We hear a lot about, like, this is like a regional hub. I've heard that since I was a little kid. Is that true?
It is true. Yeah. It is true. I mean, between, you know, you have Seattle and then you have Spokane and then you have like Minneapolis, really. So in between, Spokane is drawing people from all over, not only for tourism, but medical stuff. We have a lot of people
that come from Montana.
Yeah, Idaho, Montana yeah. shopping in terms of not just like shopping for things they want, but basic need type things. And, you know, we do pull from the from Canada down, and you know, depending on what the dollar conversion is. So it definitely is drawing people from throughout the region. And Visit Spokane is a regional bureau, so we work with the Spokane County and the city, we're looking to, you know, expand even more at those efforts. But we have great elected officials on our board. Commissioner Josh Kearns and City Council Member Zach Sapone sit on our board. So it's great to have a beeline to them, and their support's amazing. And then our airport, of course, services so much. And
they're powerhouse too.
Yes. And they are absolutely crucial to the success of Spokane. And it's a great team over there. And you know, we do have a lot of people that also fly in to Spokane that are going to Coeur d'Alene. Right, including like top tier celebrities, you know, that people tell me. I haven't seen any of them yet, but
yeah, where are you?
But so it's important for us to have that regional hub type of focus. And this year we're working on a regional campaign with the airport as well as Coeur d'Alene to get a little bit more amplified, like, hey, this is where you would come. And to anybody that's wondering, even a dollar spent at our airport by a visitor is a dollar spent in our area. So, and the airport supports so many jobs, which we do not want to see go away. So that's the other thing about tourism. It supports so many jobs through.
It's just intertwined in everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we are a regional hub. You heard correctly.
All right. Thanks, Grandpa. No.
Thanks, Gramps. he was a pioneer.
Yeah. Right. No doubt. I love the work that you all are into. This is I'm just learning so much today. What are you excited about for the future? You kind of touched on some things, like the whole idea of like pulling multiple regions in like a different state even.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What else is on the horizon?
I'm really excited about collective destination efforts. We have some organizations we're working with, you know, across different segments to make sure that we're all kind of on the same page and that we're really supporting each other the best we can. Sometimes things are your lane and sometimes they're not, but you might be adjacent to it. So that's been, I love that kind of work. I'm also, you know, into the policy and work. I did a lot of that in Illinois. So learning more about the state laws and ordinances and how can those things...
So you're going to help kill a stupid rule, maybe?
Well, I mean, listen.
Sorry,
I'm not.
That's my favorite thing, by the way. Just at work.
I'm not, but we definitely want to make it easier for people to have events in town.
Uh-huh.
We want to make it in one thing I'm passionate about is all-age venues in terms of music. I have some children that are musicians. Make it easier for people to access these things. So, and then in turn, what's good for a resident is good for visitors. So that's how we lead. That's how we lead Spokane, Visit Spokane. What's good for a resident, we want to put in sustainable tourism practices, right? We don't want to overcrowd infrastructure. We want to make sure we have the correct infrastructure to handle business. But we do want business to grow. And we want, I'm also passionate about pedestrian pathways and activities, which I think Visit can help work on and support. The neighborhood program that I mentioned kind of earlier, we are really going to be more involved in neighborhoods moving forward. Last year for our Merry and Magical campaign, we partnered with the East Sprague Business District. We also had a presence up in Garland. We also supported North Monroe's Christmas tree lighting.
What's happening up there is just so cool.
I know, it's so cool. And the idea of if we can improve like pathways to those areas through public transportation, bike lanes, all that stuff.
Make it really easy
like to get there from downtown. Yes. And even if...
I was thinking about just being in Dallas for another convention. I popped on some public transit to forget the name of the district, but it was a neighborhood. I had a great time and got back to the hotel safely. It was awesome.
Yeah. Well, and you and I being residents of the area, we understand there's all these amazing things to do in these neighborhoods. So we're elevating the message to everyone in the region, residents including, like, there's so many great things happening in all these places. And then we're also trying to work with the neighborhood districts to really see how they can, suggestions for improving events they might have if they're looking to close a street down, you know, maybe helping
like
them.
How to do
it. Yeah, like, here's the permitting process through the city, and here's, you know, have you ever thought of this, or have you ever thought of not having it at the same weekend as Hoopfest, because Hoopfest is really, you know, already kind of taken over. So it's providing that information to them, and then just being, like, good stewards of their neighborhoods and shopping there and supporting their businesses and their jobs. That's, I'm so excited about that.
I hear it. And yeah, because what you said, what's good for the resident is good for the tourist. I just,
yep.
We got to keep that message spreading. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about like the businesses that are adjacent to tourism, because I'm seeing all the connections now.
Yeah.
But let's, what's their responsibility? What can they do to help, you know, the initiatives that you're working on?
So we definitely want to partner with as many as we can. And obviously everyone has capacity. So, you know, sometimes the team thinks I'm like a little crazy because I'm like, we should do this. One example would be the university district, you know, or universities in general. We want to make sure that the students that are attending know the opportunities in terms of careers that there are available in our area. I've met so many people that, you know, they've come to Gonzaga and they end up staying forever because they just love Spokane. The hospitality industry is, you know, always looking for workforce. So, and there's great career opportunities. So we want to connect with them. We also want to make sure we have promotional materials available for when their parents visit, you know, parents weekend, like here's all of the things to do and see outside of campus.
Just make it easy to love this place.
Yes, exactly. You know, the medical industry and the real estate industry, we have a relocation guide that we publish, which is new as of last year, and we're continuing to grow that. We want to make sure that they have those materials for anybody that is interested in possibly relocating. We want to make sure
that's a great recruitment tool.
Yeah. And
they don't have to produce it themselves. They just got to connect with you.
Yeah. Connect with us. Yeah. We'll get your information in there. Of course, we have opportunities for paid advertising type stuff. That's not the main goal of that piece, but it is a nice, you know, additional revenue stream that we can get from it. That's another way for adjacent industry. We work really closely with Spokane Sports.
We just had them on the podcast. Yeah, they're great.
I saw that. And in terms of, they're a segment of tourism and they do a great job, and our destination needs sports to be successful. So we look to support them in any way we can. We have amazing facilities with our public facilities district that's bringing in all sorts of entertainment and shows. And
I know, it's kind of amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. Again, right? There's so many things. So that's an avenue that we partner with as well. In terms of elected officials, again, back to like certain ordinances or laws that are in place, like how can we make it easier for tourism business to exist and for entrepreneurs that are fresh that want to start something here? Like if we have somebody that wants to do paddleboarding in the river, how easy is it for them to start that business and activate it? Because our river should be bumping.
Yes, it should. You
know? Yeah. So it's those kind of things. There's so many ways. And we have connections in the state, you know, in terms of Washington State Tourism offers grants. We can let people know about that. Visit Spokane does marketing and promotional materials. If you're a tourism business, you automatically are a community partner on our website, which adds to our blogs and our social media. And if we don't know about you, we're doing the best we can to research and develop, but if we don't know about you, we can't talk about you. So it's connecting.
Great point.
Yeah. And
damn, you're just lifting up like... the whole community.
Yeah, the art and culture community is amazing here. And I think that's something that we could do a lot better at talking about and celebrating. Of course, that fits right in with Visit's mission for making sure we have a diverse and equitable product for everyone that lives here and for anybody that's visiting. It's very inclusive. So we have some plans to work with makers this year on a level that Visit's never done. I'm really excited about that. And you know, even with our own events that we host, we're having 4 partnership engagement events this year where we, like our annual breakfast we just had, we have an economic impact event coming up in May. I'd love you to come. And
what date?
It's May 23rd. May 23rd.
If I'm in town, I'll be there.
Okay, yeah. Yep. You better rearrange your schedule.
Exactly.
but even our own events, we like to partner with local, you know, local wineries, local breweries, local DJs, all of that stuff. Even local printers. We spend a lot of money with local printers. So we're even investing our own dollars into local businesses. There's just so much
just
we can
making
do.
Making that ecosystem stronger.
Yeah. And if there's something we can't do or we don't have capacity to do, chances are we have a connection we can put you in touch with and we can help foster that relationship. You know, if you're willing to like, if you're positive and willing to like work and move forward, cool. Like come talk to us.
We're ready.
Yeah, we're ready. Yeah.
Well, you heard it here, listeners. Like, I know I learned a lot today. So if you're thinking you're inspired, reach out to Rose, reach out to that team at Visit Spokane. What you're doing is incredible. I'm so happy that you're choosing Spokane to be home.
Yeah.
You want to be here for a while?
Yeah, I do. I want to do some cool things.
Well, hell yeah, you're going to. And Rose, thanks. Thank you so much for, just bringing all this energy to this town. I know myself, our listeners, we're going to get involved. We're going to figure out how to help. Yeah.
Good.
You're the best.
You're the best. Thanks, Rose. You're the best. Thank you.